Well, we were asked to write about something that happened for the first time. And so this particular day, several things happened in my life for the first time. So I call it a day of first. This was a day of first. I was 5 years old and bubbling with excitement. For the first time, I was being allowed to go with Daddy to buy a supply of stuff like flour, sugar, molasses, beans, and oatmeal. Barefoot, wearing a brightly flowered dress and a poke bonnet Mother had made out of flour sacks, I climbed onto the seat of the hay wagon with Daddy. The wagon was pulled by two huge lumbering mules. It was just a few miles to the general store, but time crept by so slowly as we swayed and bumped our way along the dusty red road. Daddy and I didn't talk much, and I soon lost my enthusiasm for the ride. I dozed and daydreamed with my head resting against his side. I could feel the movement of his arm as he held the reins and prodded the mules to go faster. He'd give an occasional giddy up. Sometimes he'd utter a gee or a haw, give a tug on the reins, and we'd make a turn with a whoa, whoa. He'd pull back on the reins and stop the wagon alongside the general store. Located just a few feet from the railroad track, the store sat high off the ground on a pile of flat rocks. Made of rough-hewn weathered boards, it looked old as dirt. We climbed a few wooden steps to reach the large sheltering porch that ran the full length of the building. I couldn't remember ever being in a store before and was overcome with shyness. Staying close to Daddy as he walked around the store, I was struck dumb by what I saw. Besides all kinds of food and sacks, cans, baskets,